نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. یہ بزرگوں کو بتا دیں کہ ذکر ابھی اثر سے پہلے ہو جائے ابھی یاد ہے. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اللہ جل مجده have communicated with the human being through the medium of the most venerable creation of his سيدنا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. In two forms. One is the forms of theory and words, the collection of which we say Quran. Second is the person of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the application of that Quranic theory, the Quranic verses. Theory in this sense does not mean when we say the theory of science or anything else. The theory, by theory I mean that the Quran was provided to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of literature, in the form of words. If the Quran was sufficient for the guidance and there was no need for interpretation of it and application of it, then there is no need for the messenger to be sent with the book. Unfortunately, many people today and in the past hold this idea that the Quran is sufficient for guidance only. They don't need the Sunnah or the Hadith. Today there are many people, that is from where the fitna and the misguidance begins. Why they take on the duty of prophethood to themselves? Because it was the duty of prophethood. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi, he recites the verses of Quran. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, then teaches the book. تَعْلِيمِ الْكِتَابِ. So Allah جل مجده assigned the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم for this duty to teach the book. And when they say that we can understand it ourselves, then they actually are claiming prophethood in one sense. A person like this met me a few days ago and he came to ask some questions. And he was also one of those people who think they are very learned and scholars and knowledgeable people, but at the same time they don't believe that they should follow the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is in the books. During the discussion, he said that firstly, I gave an example of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam regarding something, and he said that through me, that Adam alayhi salam was the Nabi of Allah. Adam alayhi salam was the Prophet. That is the kind of misguidance and gumrahi and a sight that a person becomes when he leaves the sunnah or the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he is not sure, the person is not sure that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is the Prophet of Allah. I said to him that, tell me an example that why you have difficulty is understanding or following the hadith, or you think it is not necessary. He said, I have read a hadith in Sahih Bukhari, but in that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when you are in the mosque and during the prayers, if you want to speak and it's unbearable for you, something comes in your mouth abnormally, then do not spit anywhere, left, right. Spit it on the ground near your feet. And then place your foot on it. He said, I find this completely illogical, against common sense. How can a person, how can this be hadith? So I believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but I don't believe that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this. It cannot be. No person with sound mind will come to this conclusion. But spitting in the mosque and placing your foot on it. So he could not, his mind could not grasp the understanding of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, when my mind cannot understand it, this means it's not hadith. So a person has made his own mind the criteria of accepting the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I said to him, okay, I will answer you. Say that you are in this situation, 13, 14 centuries ago. You are standing in the mosque, in prayers, in the jama'ah. There is a row in front of you, row behind you. Now a spit or some fluid, unbearable vomiting is in your mouth, because normal, you can say saliva, everyone swallows it, there is no problem, and a person does not spit normally when he's in his prayers. It's only when there is some kind of vomiting or extra, you can say, fluid, person is unwell, that he cannot keep it or swallow it. So he wants to, he spit outside, somewhere. He's in the prayer. So I said to him, you tell me that you are standing there. You say that what Prophet said this, that it's not according to wisdom and mind. Okay, I give you the option. Spit on the left, and it will be either on the face of the other person or clothes of the other person, and the other person will either teach you a lesson in the prayer or after, that one should do it or not. That's one option. Spit on the right, there's another person. Spit in front of you, spitting on the back of another person, standing. Spitting behind, there's another person sitting, standing behind you as well. spitting towards the heaven is disrespectful, plus it will land on someone. What option have you got? To spit in front of you, where you will be prostrating. So when you will go to prostration, your face will become filled with your own vomit. What option you have? You tell me. So I put a question to you now. You tell me, what should that person do? Accept that that person spits it in the ground, and the Masjid Nabawi at that time, there was no carpet or nothing like this at that time, clay completely, and there was dust. It's a mitti hoti hai. When a person has spat there on, you can say, dust, and when he places his foot on the dust and rubs it, and obviously the liquidness of the thing actually disappears, plus the jo dust hoti hai, it makes even unclean, impure thing pure. Mitti paak kar deti hai, na paak cheez ko paak kar deti hai. So this following this hadith, a person has made even his spit, or anything, if it was a moment, even of jo napak hai, pur hai, wo bhi paak ho gaya hai, kyunki mitti pe apne ragra tha paon, so then actually the mitti, the dust or the clay itself is such a agent which cleanses, and in Islamic way when we do tayammam, so mitti se aap tayammam karte hain, wo paak karne wali cheez hai. Ab uske paas jawab nahi. That what other option do you think? You tell me what other option. He did not have an answer. After a few seconds, he said, I think a person should use tissue. I said to him that I am speaking about 14th century when people, even now as well, many parts of India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, many places, at the time of companion, Rasulullah, many of the companions did not have enough clothes to pray. Some companions then only had one cloth to cover them. Then they had to go, one companion, immediately after prayer, he went home. As soon as the salam finished, and immediately went up. The other companion complained that to Rasulullah, this companion always goes very swiftly home. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked that companion, why you go so quickly at home? He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, me and my wife only have one cloth to cover ourselves. So when I have prayed, I go swiftly so that she can also pray sometimes. Sometimes he prays before, if she had not prayed, like Maghrib prayer for example, then I go early so that she can pray. But at that time, the people did not have enough clothes to cover themselves, and there was no tissues or anything at that time. Or there was no carpet. You don't have this mind to make an analogy even, that this you are thinking, and in your vision, you are thinking about 21st century mosque, while the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam guidance is for all of time, all places. So they have doubts like this, which they are self-made doubts, and not even knowing that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is Nabi, and then they take their duty on to interpret the Quran. And said, how do you pray that? I follow Imam Kaaba. I follow Imam Kaaba because he has been there for generation after generation. So I don't, whatever what he was saying, that I don't believe in the hadith, but I take the method of prayer from Imam Kaaba. If a person asks Imam Kaaba where you got, he will also tell you about it from the Sunnah or the Hadith. What I am pointing you that there are fitnas like this. Firstly, that the Quran is itself proof that the guidance of the Quran is not sufficient without the interpretation and application of the messenger. That is why there have been no books sent to humankind for guidance without a prophet and messenger. Koi kitab nahi hai. Injil hai, Zabur hai, any book throughout the history, never any book came without a prophet. And if a person is not needed to interpret and apply the book, like for example Quran or any other book revealed, then it is really needless to send a prophet with it. Phir to nabi phir kya karne aata hai? So to you it might be strange, but there are people who believe, there are sects who believe this, and think the Quran is sufficient, and they are here, and they sometime you will have a chance to interact with it. Whichever sect a person has become misguided, he has become misguided by interpreting the Quran or the Hadith wrongly. Many other sects, they don't deny that they say we follow Quran and we follow Sunnah. But the interpretation of the Quran and Sunnah is according to their own understanding. That is why they become misguided. So for us, Quran and Sunnah is not sufficient until we see the application of how the companions of Rasulullah ﷺ applied this Quran and Sunnah. So our criteria is those people, the companions of Rasulullah ﷺ, that they have learned and applied the Quran and Sunnah. And whoever is applying any differently, claiming to follow Quran and Sunnah but applying it differently than the pious predecessors and the companions and the first generation, that will be the criteria that they are misguided. So similarly, in ihsan and tazkiyah nafs, in self-purification, there are principles and they are from Quran and Sunnah. But at the same time, there are many deviant sects of spiritualists and Sufis. How we judge them? That they are not on the right path. We have to look at the Sufiyas and the Awliya who are unanimously accepted that they were the rightly guided saints of Allah Jalla Majduhu and the saints of Allah. So we, if we want to see, and if anyone claims that he is a very godly person, but he does not follow the tradition of Quran and Sunnah accordingly, according to the interpretation of the companions and the Awliya Allah and the Aimma Mujtahideen, then he will be misguided today or tomorrow. Like I said, this person who even does not believe Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is the Prophet of Allah. Even first, if child is hurt because the child is following a tradition of Quran and Sunnah or teachers, first he is told that they are these main prophets of Allah. Hazrat Adam hai, Hazrat Nuh hai, Hazrat Ibrahim hai, overall. But that is a separate subject. The point I am drawing your attention to, similarly, many people claim to follow the Sufiya, but they are not the true followers of them. How you will judge them? You will judge them through the books. Yes, Quran and Sunnah, but they interpret Quran and Sunnah wrongly. So when you say Quran, they say they are following Quran and Sunnah. Where does their misguidance lie? It lies in the interpretation of Quran and Sunnah. So then there comes the truthful people, the Aimma, the Ulama of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah of 14th century. They become the criteria. Amongst them, a most famous and the venerable Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi was such a person in the 5th century. The thousand years have passed. The ulama, the sunnah wal jama'ah, are unanimous that he was the manifestation of a true Sufi. If anyone wants to become a Sufi, if he is going against what he is saying, completely contradicting him, then he can claim he is Sufi, he is a very godly person, but he is not. Because he reached the rank, such loftiness in the science and in the field and in the realm of purification and tazkiyah nafs and ihsan and spirituality, that it's very difficult for anyone other to reach there. So today I would like to read some of his sayings so that you understand that instead of me speaking every week to you, I also want you to reflect on the sayings of previous so that you can judge today as well that this person speaks like a person who spoke thousands of years before, his sayings are similar. This person is saying something different. You can judge this person is not on the right path. He cannot be claimed as that he is a true saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or he is the Sufi so-called. So kaise pata chalega ki un logon ki kitabein, those people's books, I say the criteria is Quran and Sunnah. But the problem is that they also interpret Quran and Sunnah. They say, we understand this hadith. We say, we understand this. Who is the criteria? The criteria are these people who are beacons of light and everyone is unanimous that they were truthful people. So, unke irshadat sunaunga so that you may reflect on that. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah says, this is his public speeches. Is tarah speech hoti hai, public speeches. His public speech. He says, woe unto you, meaning that you are destroyed, you are in loss. Tum tabah ho gaye. You claim to be a Sufi. Tum ye claim karte ho ki tum Sufiya ke tareeke par chal rahe ho. You are traveling the path of pious. Yet you are disturbed. The Sufi is the one whose inward and outward have become pure. Now, this is the definition there in Sufi. In the Chaita Shahabhutala. The Sufi is the one whose inward and outward have become pure. Iska batin bhi aur zahir bhi. This is Quran ka kaha bazaru zahira ismi ma batin. That abstain from the outward sin and also from the inward sin. Batini gunah se bhi bacho zahir. So this farma rahe hain Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah ke the Sufi first condition his inward outward pure from what? From sin. Yehi jo whatever training you do. That's what Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani said. He had a 2-year course of tazkiyah nafs. People stayed within 2 years for self-purification. What they did to purify their outward self and inward self. Outward self means, what is your outward self? Your eyes, your ears, your hands, your feet, your stomach, your tongue. These are your outward self. To purify them from the sins, indulging in anything which is unlawful, and then purifying what is in you, what is inside you, your nafs and your heart and your mind. To purify your mind from thinking evil, planning evil. To purify your heart from all evil things. And to purify your nafs so that it becomes, now it is satisfied with evil, so that it becomes satisfied with the good. He said, become pure and serene, mutmain bange. How will it become? Says Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, through following the book of Allah and the sunnah of Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So every person who claims that yes, I am making myself pure through zikr, I don't need to follow sunnah, I don't need to pray. I don't need to follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. According to Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, his person is misguided. Wo gumrah ho gaya. So he's saying, yes, purify yourself, inward, outward, but which method? How? Through following the book, which is Quran, and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani says, as his pure serenity increases, his peace and his, you can say, piety increases through purifying himself by following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will further emerge from the sea of his existence and give up his will. This will be the result of it. Means that now his existence is the existence of shaitan and nafs. He is manifestation of shaitan and nafs all the time. For his evil existence, he is born now again from his evil existence. He has cracked the shell which shaitan has actually put him in. How? To purifying and following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That the servant does not have any choice. Volition. Option. His will. This is the end result. And this is the beginning of bad, and this is the end of abdiya. A person surrenders and submits. And that is the very nature of Islam as well. And the word of Islam also means this. If a person is not willing to give up his will, he can never be purified. Firstly, he has to submit. That is what the word Islam means, submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger of Allah. According to the Messenger of Allah, explained and manifested the will of Allah. When someone's heart becomes pure and satisfied with the good, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will become an ambassador between him and his soul. Ab dekhe sahi ka apna Qadir Jilani ne kya farma raha. As was Jibreel alayhi salam. He says the ambassador, when a person will, the result will be, when he truly has become submerged and merged in the, you can say, the sea of Sunnah, and from head to toe, he is enlightened with Sunnah. His inward state is enlightened with Sunnah. His mind, his heart is enlightened with Sunnah. What does it mean? For example, the mind, Prophet ﷺ's mind never thought evil intentionally. His shaitan became Muslim. He did not, his heart did not have any grudge against any Muslim, any hatred. So when your heart will not become, will become like this, it will also become near and resembling Sunnah. So he said that when someone's heart becomes, jab aapka pure ho gaya, when your body, your heart, your senses become pure and you follow the Sunnah really in the real sense, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will become an ambassador between him and his soul. Then Rasulullah ﷺ will become ambassador, as was Jibreel. Jibreel was the ambassador between Allah and his messenger. Now, Rasulullah ﷺ will become ambassador between you and Allah. Which means that you will be following the Sunnah completely. And then that following of Sunnah, resembling like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will become pleased and he will pray for you. He will bless you. You know, Durood Sharif padte hain, one time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 blessings on you. When you read Durood Sharif, recite Durood Sharif, the angels take the gift of Durood Sharif to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answers salam. Islam ka jawab dete hain. To jo banda follow karta hai Sunnah, don't you think Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will become pleased with him? When the angels will inform that this person, every week, there is a day when angels present the amal of the Ummah to Rasulullah. Mine and yours amal are presented to Prophet. جب آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرماتے ہیں کہ when sins are presented I ask forgiveness for my mind and good deeds are presented I become pleased and pray and bless them. So if some sin is presented, what can Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم do? Obviously he is not happy. لیکن جب آپ قرآن اور سنہ and you become purified and if the angels tell Ya Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, one person living in that part of the world when all the most of the majority have left your sunnah and have forgotten their akhirah and are turning against the sunnah, this person is abiding and sticking with your sunnah in spite of his family is against him, in spite of the society is against him, he is being called names, all the ill. Imagine how happy and pleased Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اور پھر کیا اس بندے کو دیں گے؟ What he will get? سیدنا عبدالقادر جیلانی said, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم will become ambassador now between him and Allah. Whatever that person needs and the blessing, more and more blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم will pray for that person. Ya oh Allah, give and bless this person. He has pleased me. He is following you and my sunnah. وہ جب آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دعا کریں گے and he will pray, پھر what is left then for the salvation of that person. Then شیخ عبدالقادر جیلانی رحمت اللہ علیہ says, and جبرائیل علیہ السلام brought the message of Allah. This also means that رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم will become ambassador, he will bring good news from Allah to this person. We can don't have direct revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor we can actually receive that in that sense. But sometimes through dream, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that my prophet, my messenger, this person is so pious and so abiding by my command and your sunnah. I want to give him good news. And he might send Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dream. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will see that your person will see the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dream and he will give him good time. Sometimes in the state of wakefulness, that is also possible. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will bring any message. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will give him good tidings, bisharat day. As it is in the Quran and the tafsir, that Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that in the verse of the Quran where it says, Allazina amanu wa qanu yattaqoon, that my holy Allah are those who believe and who have complete taqwa. Taqwa is purification of inward and outward state of humankind. And completely enveloped in the sunnah, wa taqwa. Because who is the manifestation? If taqwa was a person, then there can be no other person. If you want to see taqwa in human form, that is Rasulullah. If you want to see Quran in human form, that is Prophet. If you want to see the closeness and the balayat, and the highest station of the liar in human form, that is Rasulullah. So, jo banda who will follow Prophet, he will get immense and indefinite blessings. He cannot imagine. So, Rasulullah will become ambassador that he will give good news to that person. And so, in the Quran comes, Allazina amanu wa qamu yattaqoon, those people who believe, really who have believed, on all what Rasulullah sallam wrote, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ and have that acted completely as well, and has actually performed and adopted taqwa. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنِيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ for them is good news, good tidings in this world and hereafter. And as Abdullah ibn Abbas said, that Rasulullah sallam said, that the good news in this world, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said means, it is a good dream which the believer sees. In which he sees paradise, in which he sees pious people, in which he sees Kaaba, in which he sees angels, in which he gets good message, and the most venerable, you can say, dream, which he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam giving him good tidings. Sometimes Prophet warns some people, sometimes he gives them good time. So that's what Shah Abdul Qadir Jilani is part of what he is saying. That Jibreel was used to bring message, now Jibreel will not come to me and you as such. It Rasulullah will become a ambassador. He will give good news. Then Shah Abdul Qadir Jilani says, the foundation of good, foundation of good, khair ki foundation. If someone wants to know that this building has a foundation, 100-story building has a foundation, a palace has a foundation on which everything stands. This world has a foundation. What is the foundation? It's standing on the law of gravity. That's not there, nothing else actually exists. Everything becomes despair. Foundation is ko buniyad kehte hai. So something must be the foundation of good. Then Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani says, Rahmahullah says, that you want to know from me, the foundation of good is the following the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in both his word and deed. So matlab ye foundation hai. In word and deed. Means word means that a person 24 hours in his life either will be speaking or doing something. One of those. Either be sleeping, drinking, eating, speaking. These are the two things. Either he can do something practically or he will be using his tongue to speak. اسی سے اللہ پاک ناراض ہو خوش ہوتی ہے خوش ہوتی ہیں سم ون دیز آر دا ٹو تھنگ باڈی وچ اسپیکس تھرو ایکشن اینڈ دا ٹنگ اسپیکس تھرو اسپیچ تو سی سیڈ دا فاؤنڈیشن آف دا گڈ بنیاد جو پرسن وانٹ ٹو پریپیئر فاؤنڈیشن وٹ از اٹ فالوئنگ دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان بوتھ ہز ورڈ اینڈ ہز ڈیڈ اینڈ امیجن اف سم ون دیر از نو فاؤنڈیشن نو میٹر ہاؤ بیوٹیفل بلڈنگ You stand on it, erect on it, it will collapse, it will be like sand and cloud. So people who have tried to attain piety through yoga and meditation and other things, and there is salvation through other techniques, after all they find there is nothing. They fail miserably. So firstly the foundation to lay is following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in word and deed. And then Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmahullah says, whenever the heart of the servant becomes pure and serene, when in the real sense, the heart of the servant, jab uska dil, qalb, rooh, batin, all the stages of purification, purification of the mind, purification of the heart, purification of the body, the senses, the eyes, the ears, everything is used in a good way. How Rasulullah taught, and how he showed and exemplified, say when a person really will do this, he will see the Prophet commanding him to do this and prohibiting him from doing that. Imagine. کہتے ہیں جب وہ صحیح کرے اللہ اور اس کے رسول کی اطاعت صحیح مخلص ہو جائے وی ڈونٹ بیکم سنسیئر وی آر ہاف ون آور اسٹیپ ان دی بورڈ آف شیطان ون ان دی بورڈ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایٹ ون آور وی آر شیطان اینڈ ادر آور وی بیکم سینٹ دیٹ از ناٹ دا اسٹیٹ آف دی اسٹیڈفاسٹ پیپل and the good people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They become mustaqim and istakama, steadfast. Meaning, no matter little they do, but they are strong, based on strength. They don't step behind them. They can go one step forward, but they won't do like that donkey. To be a kadam aage, one foot, one step forward, 10 steps backward. تو ہماری ہم ایک نیکی کر کے ساتھ نو گنا ہوتے ہیں ہمارے دین وی ایکسپیکٹ کہ ہمارے ساتھ وہی ٹریٹمنٹ ہو کہ جو اولیاء اللہ کے ساتھ ہوتی ہے شاید بتا دے جائیں دیکھیں تھاؤزنڈ ایئر بفور انہوں نے فرمایا اب وہ شکل ان کی اپنی کتاب ہے
لیکن کنڈیشن یہ ہے کہ اف اے پرسن از فالوئنگ اگینسٹ سننا وہ سنت کو فالو نہیں کر رہا بٹ ہی سے از رانگ. تو اب فرما رہے ہیں کہ اگر تمہاری اصلاح ہو جائے باطن کی اصلاح ہو جائے یو بیکم پیوریفائڈ یو ویل سی رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کمانڈنگ ہم ٹو ڈو دس اینڈ پروہیبٹنگ ہم فرام ڈوئنگ دیٹ. کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیلف ول آرڈر ہم give him many commands to do and it will stop him from many harmful things and give him commands. This is the extra blessing. Although there is no addition in Sharia, but when a person sees in the dream or in the wakeful state, when Prophet ﷺ says something, there is great strength, there is a great motivation that person will feel. The whole of him becomes the heart. Then Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah says, then the whole of the person becomes heart. پہلے وہ سارا کا سارا نفس تھا. Before he was all nafs, his body was nafs, his heart was nafs, his soul was nafs, his mind was nafs. Now when he has become purified, جب اس تزکیہ ہو گیا ہے اب اس کا نفس بھی پیور ہو گیا ہے. It has become heart. اب وہ his body has become heart. It possesses the attributes of the heart. جو دل میں ہے وہی باہر ہے. یہ بہت امپورٹنٹ ہے دیٹ اے پرسن ہو ہیو پیوریفائڈ ہمسیلف فالوئنگ فاؤنڈیشن فالوئنگ اللہ اینڈ ہز میسنجر سنہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ پیوریفائنگ پیوریفیکیشن اسٹیج اینڈ دین کمپلیٹلی سبمرجنس ان دی اوبیڈینس آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. جس طرح ہمارے طریقے میں آخر پہ ہے دیٹ پرسن بیکم کمپلیٹلی سبمرج ان یو کین سے پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لو پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تھوٹس پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سنہ. Then, what is it? That Prophet, he will see Prophet also instructing him to doing this. Do this, don't do this. Khud Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Sahib aisa hua. When he was in the jungle, purifying himself, mujahida kar rahe thi. So Rasulullah SAW came and said to Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah, my son, ab jao Baghdad mein aur logon ko waaz karo. سیدنا عبد القادر جیلانی سید آئی سید یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آئی ایم عجمی آئی ایم نان عرب ان بغداد از فل آف علماء اینڈ ویری لرنڈ پیپل ہاؤ ول آئی سی ہو ول لسن ٹو می. دین سید دی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پٹ ہز اسپیک ان مائی ماؤتھ. تو اس کی برکت پھر یہ ہوئی دی وین سیدنا عبد القادر جیلانی کیم ود آرڈر آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ٹو بغداد. جب انہوں نے اپنا وہ بیان دیز سینگز آف ہز از پارٹ آف دوز سپیچز دین امینسلی دا پبلک بینیفیٹڈ دا علماء بینیفیٹڈ مینی ٹرنڈ اگینسٹ ہم. آبویسلی دیئر ول بی آلویز اپوزیشن. اپوزیشن نہ ہو دس مینز یو ڈونٹ ہیو دا ٹروتھ. دیئر از باؤنڈ ٹو بی اپوزیشن. کوئی نبی نہیں ایسا آیا کہ جس کے شیطانوں نے جو انسانوں میں سے شیطان اور ہندو میں سے شیطان دی ہم نہ ٹروت. He says, then the result will be that the whole of him will become a heart. He will retire with full knowledge. He will become an innermost being with no publicity. It means that he will become an innermost being. He will be living in the world, but his heart, his inner self, will be living with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time and with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he will be seen by people, but he will not be able to see people in that sense like other people see him. It is completely different. Pure serenity, mukammal sukoon, with no disturbance, removing everything from the heart, putting out the firm mountains requires methods of striving and enduring the patience, the sufferings and the arrival of tribulation. Now, they were telling you what you need to do that. Pulling out the firm mountains, firm mountains of evil, like evil pegs, and said it requires methods, the rate of striving and enduring with patience, the sufferings and the arrival of tribulation. There will be tribulation, obviously Shaitan will become against you. This is a short paragraph of Shaykh Bataluddin's few words on the definition of Sufiya.
اب آپ دیکھیں کہ جو بندہ اسکیپ پر نہیں اتر رہا پورا وہ ہی از ٹرننگ تھنگز اپ سائڈ ڈاؤن تو آپ کا پتا چل جائے گا کہ وہ دو دس پرسن کین سے آئی ایم فالوئنگ صوفیا بٹ ہی از ناٹ کہ شہر کالج لگے ہم تو خود فرمایا تو نہیں دیا فرسٹ از اسٹیج آف پیوریفیکیشن بگننگ ود ایوری تھنگ لیونگ ابانڈننگ اینڈ دین فاؤنڈیشن آف گڈ following up sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then comes everything after.
Now may Allah jalla majdahu enable me and you to understand the Quran and sunnah and the interpretation of Quran and sunnah as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills and as it is right in his knowledge. And may Allah jalla majdahu forgive us for our mistakes and sins and whatever intentionally, knowingly, unknowingly we have said wrong. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Ab koi baat puchni hai, if you want to ask anything regarding this, you can.
This is whatever I have said is all theory yet. Even after the Bible. No one is to become pious by just listening to these words, and no one is becoming disobedient by just listening to these words. Kaise these words become life, then you will come to someone or any teacher who can teach you and purify you. When you act upon like the last week when he said that it requires this putting out the firm mountains requires methods of striving and enduring the meditation. وہ آپ کو اس طریقے پر ہر طریقہ ویسے فالو جو فالو نقش بندی الحمد للہ دے شوڈ بی کریکٹ فالو جو فالو طریقہ قادری فالو بٹ شوڈ بی کریکٹ اکارڈنگ ٹو دا لیول دیر از نو ڈس اگریمنٹ بٹوین دیز پرنسپلز این طریقہ اٹ از گوئنگ اگینسٹ دس دین دیٹ از کمپلیٹلی آؤٹ آف آرڈر تو سننے سے کوئی نیک نہیں بن جائے گا لسننگ از مینس ٹو این اینڈ لائک آئی سیڈ مینی ٹائمز a means to an end, and end is practicing it with sincerity, not listening. No matter all the wisdom and the knowledge of all the wise people you put into your mind, if you don't act upon it, you are as a foolish person on the earth. He is not acting, you are not acting. That acting knowledge is to benefit you if you put it into practice. Sari jindiji khana sudar katha karma. Together all kinds of meals and the most delicious fruits and drinks and eating. If you don't eat, the hunger will not go away. The body will not be nourished. So listening to me or to any person is like actually bringing the food. Until you eat it and prepare it, and your body will not be nourished. Similarly, your soul will never be nourished, your heart will never will be revived, and never will become destruction. Firstly, you have to follow, then you drive it. Like I gave you the example of the car. Firstly, you have to follow the instructor who is giving you a driving lesson. Then, drive all your life. Mujhe karo. There is no one to stop you if you abide by the Lord. Lekin a person who wants to jump this stage and want to become a joyrider, so he will actually harm himself and also others as well. So those people who see who don't follow Messiah, they are spiritual joyriders. Bumping here becomes a new kitna who khada ho jata hai. Bumping there, meaning misguiding other few people, misguiding these few people, and harming themselves, misguiding themselves. So wohi sara hota hai. But the police of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, well, they will be arrested only at the time of death, mahaullah. Now everyone has the option. Pharaoh had the option to say, I am God. You have the option to say, I am servant of my Lord and I will follow my sunnah. The sunnah of Rasulullah. ٹھیک ہے ابھی نماز کی تیاری کر رہے ہیں نماز کا وقت ہو گیا اف یو وانٹ ٹو آسک اینی تھنگ یو کین آسک می آفٹر پریئر تو
But I, like I said, if you want to nourish and practice it, this knowledge what I said to you will not benefit you at all until you come and ask me, anyone who knows little bit, that how to put all this knowledge, how to purify oneself, how to reach that stage. There are stages, there are grades, there are ways, there are techniques, how these people can themselves go. Seriously, Jazakallah, Subhanakallah, Allahumma wa bihamdika, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.